Scribbles and Gemma took their kite into the garden, tied the long kite string around the base of the patio chair, and carefully rested the kite on the patio table so that it wouldn't fly away. Then they sat in a shady spot underneath the apple tree. "I wonder where Tiger could be," said Scribbles, looking around. "I'm right here," said Tiger, startling his friends. Scribbles and Gemma looked up to see Tiger hanging from a tree limb. "What are you doing up there?" asked Gemma. "Picking an apple, of course," Tiger grinned. Clutching the stem of the juicy fruit between his teeth, he climbed down to join his friends. "I can't wait for the race," said Scribbles. "Me either," agreed Tiger. "Yesterday, I was sitting in the tree outside of Beaver's hardware store, imagining my routine for my grandfather's martial arts studio open house next month, when I overheard Madame Moo tell Mr. Beaver that she will give first place winners their favourite ice cream sundae, and the second place winners receive their favourite ice cream cone. Ice cream from Madame Moo's ice cream shop would be a wonderful treat," squealed Gemma. "Oh, I hope we win first place," Scribbles added. "You're entering the kite race with that," snickered a familiar voice.